Welcome to the Webcomic View.
Hello, I'm Aesop Artiste, and welcome to another edition of the Webcomic View. This podcast brings you news and reviews on the world of webcomics, and we can be reached by sending an email to our Gmail account, and that is webcomicview@gmail.com. We would love to receive an audio email from you about your thoughts about either the podcast or webcomics in general. We also have a blog, which is at webcomicview.blogspot.com. Again, that's webcomicview.blogspot.com. Now, today's news section is going to again be replaced by a philosophy section, similar to what I did last week when I discussed splitting the duties of the artist and the writer in creating webcomics. This podcast, I want to talk about the question, which is, what's more important in a webcomic, the art or the writing? And this is a philosophical question in many ways, because similar to the question of what comes first, the chicken or the egg, the question about an artist or a writer and their importance is up in many ways to the individual person who's reading the webcomic. However, there are also pseudo-scientific methods that we can apply to webcomics being both an art form and a way of expression that can be rated based on the merits of the writing or the way in which the art uses lighting and shading and lines, etc., and so forth. So again, the question is art more important or is the writing more important? The art, of course, makes it a webcomic. It is what, in general, draws the reader to the webcomic, because as you peruse the online world of webcomics, you'll see a wide variety in art forms. You see art in some webcomics that is very close to what you would find in a professional print comic produced by Marvel or DC or Image. And you have art that is not much better than stick figures. So there's a wide range of artistic expressions in the online world of webcomics. However, the first draw, the first impression that most people get of webcomics is the art. In fact, when I am introduced to a new webcomic, the first thing that I look at is the art. And I almost immediately, based on that, either delete the link from my favorites, or I say, okay, I'm going to let this webcomic live in my bookmarks for a while and see how it goes. Now, the art is what gets your first impression, similar to if you are dating someone, right? How they look, their physical attractiveness is often what draws you to that person. However, it's their personality that often will keep you. And looks can only take you so far. Now, they can take you a long way, especially if the person is very attractive. But after a while, you look for more than just the benefits of having a physically attractive person, and you want to do things like have a conversation or have perhaps philosophical discussions about certain topics, or you want a person who can be a tennis partner. So there has to be more than just looks, and that's where in webcomics the writing comes in. The art can be fantastic, but if you have fantastic looking art that's doing nothing, or fantastic looking art that is doing things that are hard to understand, then eventually your attention is going to be diverted by other things that are more reasonable or more entertaining in terms of art. So again, both art and writing have importance, but I would think that, or at least in my experience, that the art has to come out on top. That the art has to be very strong, and any two comics out on the internet, if I see that they're about equal in terms of the update schedule and the writing, the art is what would cause me to prefer one over the other. And that may be a bit shallow, But I would say that it's more important to have very well done art, very strong art, than it is to have a well written and well done plot line. Now, again, writing is important, and writing will keep my attention, but if I had to make a sacrifice in terms of looking at a webcomic that was very well done in terms of the art, but the writing is poor or mediocre, versus one webcomic where the writing is top-notch and like Pulitzer Prize material, however, the art is not much better than stick figures, I'm going to look at the webcomic that looks better. I'm going to stick with that one in terms of keeping my readership and being a webcomic that I will visit on a regular basis. So, again, the opinion of the webcomic view of Aesop Artiste, your host, is that the art is more important than the writing, but it's not overwhelmingly important that the writing can be ignored. So, if you want to give it a percentage split, I will say that the art is 65%, is 65% of the importance, and the writing, I would say, would be 35%. And that's a big split, but I think that, again, that's the importance, or that should underscore the importance of the art in webcomics. Now, on to the review. In episode one, we did a review of PvP, player versus player. And then the last episode, episode two, we did a review of Penny Arcade. And these are, of course, two of the biggest webcomics out there that have been in the game for quite a while and are probably two of the most recognizable webcomics out there. Now, for episode three, we're going to review Mega Tokyo, which can be found at www.megatokyo.com. And Mega Tokyo is all one phrase, no dashes or no periods, and it's spelled like it sounds. Now, Mega Tokyo is a webcomic that has morphed over the years. It started out as a writer and art and a writer and artist combination. It is now done by one person, that's Fred Gallagher, who goes by the pseudonym Pyro. And he is now the sole artist and writer on the webcomic of Mega Tokyo. And there is a lot of somewhat political discussion about how it went from two people to one person that I'm not going to go into. That's beyond the scope of this podcast, but it's now being both written and drawn by one person. So Mega Tokyo is the complete expression of the vision of Fred Gallagher. Now, art-wise, this webcomic is one of the best. And I'm going to qualify that in a few seconds, but I would say that Fred's method of doing backgrounds, of doing detail, he has a he's trained as an architect, and how he draws and renders the various buildings and backgrounds is excellent. And he does one of the finest jobs that I've seen, even in the professional world of comics, of doing backgrounds. His character designs, I think, are very strong, very much in the manga art form, with the big eyes and the usually very creatively done hair. However, I had to deduct points, or one point, for the fact that many of his characters usually cannot be distinguished. There is a large cast in Mega Tokyo. I'm going to get into the storyline in a few seconds, but whenever you look at a lot, especially of the female cast members that often look like 13-year-old girls, except for the changes in hairstyles, their faces are almost exactly the same. And that if you just interchange hairstyles and maybe clothing, they are exactly the same in facial design and structure. So, again, Fred is not as creative in differentiating the faces of his female cast members, and this applies to the males as well. So I gave him a score of 9 in the art factor of the webcomic rating system. Storyline, I really had to deduct a lot of points because Mega Tokyo storyline is so convoluted and so complex, and Fred has this way of doing story arcs where he'll deeply explore one character, then he'll go on to another character and deeply explore that character, often for weeks at a time. And so it's often very hard to know, okay, here's this one character, and I know that she does this, but I haven't seen her for a few weeks and she's back, and so now I'm not sure what she's doing now. And so for storyline, I gave him a 5 in that I think that he can tighten up his plotting, not take so long in doing storylines, and he weaves a lot, and this may be his own personal style, and some people may like that, but I find that following where he's going with the webcomic often is very complex, and he's often he's well on at least two occasions in my 3 years of following, well, 2 years of following Mega Tokyo, he has dropped at least three or four story arcs. He just started doing something and he just stopped doing, or he quickly closed it down because I believe that he has realized that he's going down a slippery slope, and he wants to just get off that and just move on. So I gave him a rating of 5 in storyline, and that I think he can do a lot more in getting his plot lines tightened up and really polishing his writing. Now, update schedule, I had to give him a 7 because Fred will often do what are called dead Piro days, where he will either put up some art that he's done that's not related at all to the storyline, or he'll have another of his partners on the webcomic do stick figure drawing. So I give him a 7 for the update schedule because I really do think that that's very distracting. In fact, one of what in what I call the contract between the webcomic creator or creators and the webcomic readers is you have to have a consistent update schedule, and especially when you as a webcomic creator do this full time, which is what Fred is doing, you owe it to your audience to have a regular update schedule. And it could be once a week, could be maybe 4 times a month, but whatever it is, especially if you are relying on this as your occupation, you have to have a consistent update schedule. That is the one way that I will, even if I love a webcomic and if I really enjoy seeing fresh pages and seeing the story advance, if you stop updating for really any extended length of time, I'm going to move on. I may come back in 6 months or like 1 year later, but you will not keep my attention if you do not keep to a consistent update schedule, because then I really can't trust you. There are so many other webcomics that I can almost set my watch by their update schedule. It's known, they stick to it, but with some webcomics, and Mega Tokyo falls into this, I'm really not sure if he's going to update on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, or he may update once a week. And not having that, I think, really breaks the contract between the webcomic creator and the webcomic writer. Now, website design, I give him a 6. His website's very straightforward, not too difficult to navigate. In fact, you pretty much have the main page where you have the webcomic, you have Fred's commentary below that, and you have a few other links. I really do think this website needs a form. I also do think that they need to have a cast page. Fred mentioned in a recent entry in his rant section that he wants to add a wiki, I believe, that details the cast members. He wants to make a lot of updates, or at least add a cast page that details the cast, which is again very diverse and very complex of Mega Tokyo, and have maybe an FAQ that answers some of the frequently asked questions about his plot lines and why is this person this way. But he hasn't gotten around to it, and he stated that he didn't need any help. And I really do think, Fred, that you need help, and that another popular webcomic that I will review in a future podcast is Aaron's Story. And the creator of Aaron's Story, Poe, has added a wiki with his cast members, and it's very detailed in terms of the plot lines and how things work. And Aaron's Story has a very complicated plot line, also. It just helps. And I think if Fred would just let loose of a little bit of the the ironclad control he wants to have, and it's understandable over his webcomic. And let just, I mean, there's so many fans of Megatokyo that if he would just allow someone to help him with a wiki for describing, you know, what's happening, and I'm sure that there are people who can help him update his website. I really do think he would benefit from that, but I think that he's the kind of person that he has to control it all, or he wants no control at all. So hopefully Fred will either do it himself, or you know, come to his senses and have someone in his vast reading audience help. And I want to comment on something that Fred said, that he doesn't really feel that his that he is in the world of webcomics, and that's why for impact I give him a 7, because I think Fred and Megatokyo could do so much in the world of webcomics, but I really do think that his self-esteem is very low. I'm not sure if he was traumatized as a child. Maybe, you know, we're pretty much all nerds in the webcomic world. We, if we're reading webcomics, usually we're kind of geeky, and maybe he was a, I don't know if he was a, an overweight kid, or I don't know if he was again beat up a lot. But in his rant section, he is so down on himself often about, oh, I really wish that this page was not sucky, or you know, I suck at life, and I really do wish that he would have more self-esteem, because his comic, his web comic is such a strongly drawn web comic, and he is part of the web comic genre. He helped to define that genre, and to say that you're not a part of web comics, I think, really shows ignorance over your place in web comic history. And I really wish that someone could talk to Fred Gallagher and say, look, you know, this is what your webcomic means. And maybe people have done that, but he really has, I think, a lot of self-esteem problems. And those problems, and we all have hang-ups about who we are, I'm sure, but they impact his impact. And if he would have more confidence in his creation, I think he could really take it up to the next level. So anyway, not to bash Fred, I think that he is making a strong contribution to webcomics, and actually created Megatokyo in a way that's high quality. And I've seen other webcomics that imitate him, but I really do think that his impact could really be greater if he would have more self-confidence in his work, and probably in himself as a person. So again, art, give him a 9. Storyline, 5. Update schedule, 7. Website design, 6. Impact, 7. So that results in a webcomic view score of 6.9, which makes it a fair webcomic. And again, if he would sharpen up his writing, update on a regular known basis, and also have more confidence in his work, I think this could really drum up his score overall. But that being said, that's the view of Megatokyo by the webcomic view. All right, I want to repeat how you can contact us. Again, you can contact us by going to our blog. That's webcomicview.blogspot.com. We would love for you to add a comment to the blog and let us know what you think about our podcast. You can also send an email, either text-based or HTML or an audio file, and talk to us at webcomicview@gmail.com. Again, that's webcomicview@gmail.com. Thanks again for your time, and we will look forward to talking to you again on the next podcast. This is Aesop Artiste signing off.